Suns Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African football. Teams across the continent are preparing for Nations Cup qualifying matches this month. Our VOA football fans will remember the Africa Cup of Nations tournament was originally scheduled for 2021 in Cameroon. But because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's been pushed back to January 2022. In Group H of Africa Cup of Nations qualifying, Zambia will host Botswana November 12th and then play away against Botswana on November 16th. 2012 Nations Cup champion Zambia is hoping to pick up valuable points in both matches. The Chipolopolo of Zambia are off to a slow start in Nations Cup qualifying and currently have no points from two matches. Defending Nations Cup champion Algeria is at the top of Group H with the maximum 6 points. Zimbabwe has 4 points and Botswana has 1 point. Zambia's head coach is Milutin Micho Sredovic. Iron Mike Mbonye asked Coach Micho, how are you preparing for the two Nations Cup qualifiers against Botswana?
Immediately after CAF announced that in November we shall start the qualifiers, the double headers that were supposed to be played in end of March 2020, we have embarked to a technical master plan that will see us being theoretically aware, mentally strong, physically fit, technically effective, and tactically competitive for the double header against Botswana on 12th of November in Lusaka and 16th of November in Francistown in Botswana. So practically, we have looked forward and provided the 3 international friendly matches against Malawi that we have won 1-0, against Kenya that we have controversially lost 2-1 with one clear goal not allowed to us, and match against South Africa that we have won. Moreover, we have provided 2 international friendly matches against Ethiopia and Ethiopia, where we wanted to test ourselves on the high altitude in Addis Ababa against very good technically gifted team, and we have won those 2 matches against Ethiopia 3-2 and 3-1 respectively in Addis Ababa. So with 5 matches, with our league starting now over the weekend, and players supposed to play 3 matches plus professionals having their engagements in their respective teams, we believe that we have done everything what it takes in order to provide that Zambia national team that is rock bottom of the group with Algeria, Zimbabwe, Botswana with 0 points, 1 goal scored, 7 conceded. We are practically in face-saving mission of Zambia, Zambian football, and as a Zambia national team. And as a such, we believe that we have stretched ourselves over all sport and human limits in order to be ready for that double header against Botswana in, as I say, face-saving mission. I want to emphasize a special respect to the Zambia government that are giving us all support, to all the stakeholders of the game and supporters, media, FAS that has managed all this program that we had in preparation, my technical team that we have worked very hard with sleepless nights, hard-working days, and of course players that are really fully aware of the defining moments of Zambian football, that we need to go back in track regarding the AFCON qualifiers, and we have highest possible expectations, but in the same moment we give a total respect to Botswana, because friendly matches are a time when you try, test and experiment, while competitive matches are totally different ball game. We are playing against Botswana, one very good competitive team that is more than 1 month together with coach Adelam Ruc. They have played 5 matches last year. They are now in special preparation to play against us. We know that they are defensively very solid. We know that they are very good on the ball, and we know that they are very dangerous in attacking. So all those are our strategic targets that we shall work on before playing them. We believe that we have done enough, but we shall still not allow stone unturned in order to represent Zambia and Zambians and Zambian football in the best possible way.
That's Milutin Mijo-Sredovic, the head coach of Zambia's national football team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lusaka, Zambia. And we'll hear more from Coach Micho and Iron Mike later this week.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mijo-Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, coach. Just ahead, Douglas Mpuga will have more African football news for us.
The Confederation of African Football has set new dates for the last 2 matches in this year's Champions League. The semi-final second leg between Egypt Zamalek and Raja Casablanca of Morocco will now be played on November 4th at the Cairo International Stadium. The Moroccan champions lost 1-0 to Zamalek in the first leg in Casablanca last month and are battling to meet another Egyptian side, Al Ahly, in the final. The final will be played on November 27th at the Borg Al Arab Stadium near Alexandria, with both games said to be played behind closed doors. The second leg of the semi-final had twice been postponed after a COVID-19 outbreak at the Raja Club in the run-up to the fixture. The final itself was originally set for November 6th, but has been delayed by 3 weeks after Egyptian authorities expressed concerns about the timing of the games because of parliamentary elections in Egypt. Meanwhile, CAF President Ahmed has been hospitalized after contracting COVID-19. He has spent 5 days in hospital in Cairo. The 60-year-old tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday, 2 days after flying into the Egyptian capital from Morocco, where he attended Sunday's Confederation Cup final. FIFA President Gianni Infantino, who is in self-isolation after contracting coronavirus himself last week, has reportedly written to Ahmed to express support. Ahmed's hospitalization comes in a week he announced his candidacy for a second term in office, but the same day it was reported that the Malagasy may be prevented from contesting March's elections. There are reports that Ahmed has been found to have breached various codes of ethics, with the sentencing expected to happen by the end of November. Ahmed is now set to stay in hospital until November 13th, with the registration deadline for the CAF presidential elections ending a day before.
Thanks, Douglas. That's Douglas Mpuga.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. and it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09.05 and 20.05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's David Vandy, the host of the VOA's African Beat music show. Still on the African football beat, Samson Omale joins us now with some soccer news from South Africa.
The South African Football Association have blamed the COVID-19 lockdown for the kit debacle that saw Bafana players and technical staff wearing different kits during the recently friendly internationals against Zambia and Namibia. While the players wore the swanky new kits provided by Le Coq Sportif, the technical staff, including coach Molefe Nseki, wore old track suits with a Nike sign blacked out by what looked like masking tape. On Saturday, Tebogo Motlanthe, SAFA CEO, claimed the reason for this was due to the strict lockdown regulations that were announced by the South African government.
That's a determination of doing this. And we must not just isolate incidents, because COVID had impact on everyone, even ourselves at our workplaces. That COVID impact were felt it. People were not working. Who was going to produce that kit?
Elsewhere in Egypt, Pitso Mosimane won his 14th piece of silverware on Sunday after Al Ahly lifted the Egyptian Premier League for a record-extending 42nd time. Pitso Mosimane joined the Egyptian Giants with a league title seemingly wrapped up. However, he managed to walk Al Ahly home with a near-perfect record. Al Ahly have dropped points just once since Mosimane took over earlier this month in a goalless draw against Pyramid FC. In Zambia, Zesco United conceded late on as they had to settle for a 1-1 draw against Napasa Stars in their opening match of the 2020-2021 Zambia Premier League season on Sunday. In other matches played on Sunday, Power Dynamos claimed a 1-0 win over New Boys Young Green Eagles. On Saturday, Forest Rangers ensured it will be a losing start for champions Nkana FC as they claimed a 2-0 victory in their clash. Olympic champions Caster Semenya and Win Van Niekerk among 43 athletes included in Athletics South Africa's preparation squad for the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. The preparation squad for the rescheduled games features 32 men and 11 women, while a further 15 sprinters are in consideration for relay teams. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now for a look at the weekend action in the major European club football leagues. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. Moroccan footballer Hakim Ziyech, French footballer of Central African Republic descent Kurt Zouma and Timo Werner recorded their names on the score sheet to ensure Chelsea recorded a superb 3-0 victory and seal a vital 3 points against Burnley in Lancashire. Arsenal also ended a near 6-year wait for a Premier League win away to a Big Six rival, as Gabon talisman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's penalty secured a 1-0 win against Manchester United at Old Trafford. The victory propelled Arsenal to 8th in the Premier League table, whilst United lie 15th after 6 games without a top-flight home win, after 4 games for the first time since the 1972-1973 season. Liverpool also moved clear at the top of the Premier League with a hard-fought 2-1 win over West Ham United. Pablo Fornals took advantage of a poor header from Joe Gomez to fire West Ham ahead in the 10th minute, but the champions drew level just before the break when Egyptian playmaker Mo Salah was fouled in the area by DR Congolese footballer Arthur Masuaku, and the Egyptian converted from the spot. Diogo Jota netted in the 85th minute after a smart pass by fellow substitute Jadon Shaqiri. Brighton saw Gareth Bale provide his first heroic moment since returning to Tottenham Hotspur as he headed home the late winner in a 2-1 victory in North London. Harry Kane had bagged his 6th Premier League goal of the season early in the first half, but Brighton hit back in a controversial fashion not long after halftime, setting the stage for Bale to send Tottenham into second place in the table.
I think a bit of relief, a lot of happiness, and yeah, I think the obviously from an individual point of view, yeah, it was great, but even more satisfying to see the game out and it be the winning goal and to get the 3 points. Obviously, you wish the fans are here to celebrate. I think if that was the case, then yeah, it would have been. I can't even imagine the feeling. So yeah, obviously we miss them, but yeah, the most important thing is I got the goal for the team, and yeah, as I said, we saw the game out and got the 3 points.
Leeds United will welcome Leicester City to Elland Road on Monday night in what promises to be an entertaining contest in the 2020-2021 Premier League season. Moving on to the French League, French footballer of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe set up the opening goal and scored from a penalty as French League leaders Paris Saint-Germain shook off a sluggish start to beat Nantes 3-0 for a seventh straight win. Lille missed out on an opportunity to move level on points with leaders PSG when they held to a 1-1 home draw by 10-man Olympique Lyon on Sunday. French footballer of Ivorian descent Jonathan Bamba called in a fine 20-yard strike to give Lille the lead, but Zeki Celic's own goal just before halftime brought Lyon level. Lille are now second on 19 points, while Lyon remains sixth on 14 points. Rennes are third on 18 points after securing a 2-1 win at home to Brest. Eden Hazard scored his first goal for more than a year as Real Madrid moved to the top of La Liga with an emphatic win over Huesca. The Belgian opened the scoring with a superb left-foot shot into the left corner from outside the penalty area. French forward of Algerian descent Karim Benzema scored twice for the hosts, with Uruguay midfielder Federico Valverde getting their other goal. Real are now 2 points clear of Real Sociedad and Atletico Madrid, who beat Osasuna 3-1 away on Saturday for a third consecutive La Liga victory, thanks to goals from João Félix, who scored twice, and a goal from Lucas Torreira. Barcelona, on the other hand, are off to their worst start in a La Liga campaign since the 2002-2003 season, following their 1-1 draw with Alavés. Ronald Koeman has seen his side pick up just 8 points from 6 games so far, with Barca currently 12th in La Liga and on half the points of league leaders Real Madrid, who have played an extra game. Despite winning consecutive Champions League matches, Barcelona have failed to win their past 4 games in Spain's top flight, with the last victory coming on October 1st against Celta Vigo. And in Serie A, substitute Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice on his return after 2 weeks out with COVID-19 as Juventus won at Serie A rookie Spezia. The 35-year-old, who missed 4 games, slotted in to make it 2-1, 3 minutes after coming in on the second half. His second was a cheeky Panenka penalty after Adrian Rabiot's cool finish had given Juve a 2-goal advantage. The Turin club move up to second in the table with 12 points, 4 behind leaders AC Milan, who needed a late winner from their talisman Zlatan Ibrahimovic to consolidate top spot in Serie A with a 2-1 win over Udinese. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Sporting greetings. This is Chairman Christian Chukwu, former captain of national team Green Eagles, former coach of Super Eagles, former coach of Kenya national team, former coach of Safa of Lebanon. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. In African athletics, Kenya's Timothy Cheruiyot and the Ugandans, Joshua Cheptegei and Jacob Kiplimo, are among 10 nominees for the Male World Athlete of the Year Award. World Athletics announced the nominees on Monday. The winner will be announced on December 5th, when, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the World Athletics Awards 2020 ceremony will be held online. Let's take a look at a few of the accomplishments in 2020 of the three African nominees. 24-year-old Cheruiyot ran the fastest time in the world this year, over 1,500 meters, 3 minutes and 28.45 seconds. Timothy was also undefeated in three 1,500 meter races in 2020. I think the Ugandan Joshua Cheptegei is probably the favorite to win the Male World Athlete of the Year award. The 24-year-old Cheptegei set world records here at 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters on the track. And Joshua set another world record on the roads at 5 kilometers. Fellow Ugandan Jacob Kiplimo will celebrate his 20th birthday on November 14th. Jacob has proved, though, even at a young age, he can challenge Joshua Cheptegei for a medal and maybe two at next year's Tokyo Olympics. Jacob recently won the World Athletics Half Marathon Championships in Poland. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2020, the energetic Andy Edwards looks back on Kiplimo's triumph.
No sport has been left untouched by the global pandemic, but here were some of the best distance runners in the world, supported by highly efficient organizing by the international governing body, World Athletics, putting on a thrilling show. It was understandable to imagine Joshua Cheptegei dominating the men's field, given the Ugandans' magnificent season in breaking the 5 and 10,000 metre track records. Well, though he ran, Cheptegei finished fourth on his half-marathon debut, timed at a very good 59.21. Uganda had a champion, however, as his teammate and training partner, the 19-year-old Jacob Kiplimo, stayed in pursuit after the Kenyan Kibiwot Kandy broke the lead pack. With 50 minutes of running on the clock, Kiplimo moved clear to win in a championship and Ugandan record of 58.49. Kibiwot finished 19 seconds behind, and third place went to the Ethiopian Amadewo Kwalalien in a personal best of 59.08. Kenya won a tight team race from Ethiopia, and Uganda, for the first time, had a team bronze. What's more, their individual winner, Jacob Kiplimo, celebrated both team and his own success as the first ever Ugandan medalist at this event.
We feel very great, you know, we have been working with the team. We are great, we are very happy, we are very happy. It was an amazing race today, but I'm up for an MIPP on the championship record. The course was real and it was good. I enjoyed it. The course was good.
The World Half Marathon Championships were shown live to a global television and online audience, maintaining the profile of athletics in difficult times. The president of World Athletics, Sebastian Coe, who knows as much as anyone about preparation and performance at top level as a double Olympic champion at 1,500 metres, paid tribute to the athletes involved and those who have competed this season.
For somebody to be challenging at the end of that type of season with all the challenges that they've had to confront and be in the running to take home a world championship crown in the same year is really an extraordinary testimony to the fortitude and the creativity and the sheer forbearance and strength of character that our athletes have shown this year. Bearing in mind that many of them were in lockdown conditions throughout most of the summer. They kept in shape both physically and mentally, and they have shown the type of qualities that we know our sport has shown for over 100 years.
The Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards.
Thanks, Andy.
We'll be right back.
up the November 2nd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.